When your conscience is, as Pastor John just said, when your conscience is pricked and grieved and convicted, you know that's the Holy Spirit loving you. He loves us too much to leave us in our sin. Do you understand? I want to end with this. He loves those whom he loves, he disciplines. Please, this is, if you've got to take this away from this teaching. Those whom he loves, he disciplines. So when conviction pricks you, that's his love. It's not his condemnation. It's his love saying, if you were an illegitimate child, I would just leave you to do your own thing. But I love you so much, your conscience is paining you that this foul thing came out of your mouth or whatever. And all of us are guilty of different things. But it's the Holy Spirit convicts with love, not condemnation. If you ever feel condemnation, it's never God's Spirit. It's always Satan. God convicts with love. So I want to leave you with that because that's like so important so people don't condemn themselves because this was a hard word. Okay? I hope everybody's in a good place with this. Okay, let's pray. Father, I know this word is truth, Lord, but you know, Lord, you know how much I love your people and how much you love your people, Lord. And Lord, I pray for each one that godly conviction would be our motivation and never the enemy's cruel and ruthless condemnation. Lord, I pray that there is now no condemnation over anyone in this room, Lord, but that out of a desire to please you, we would walk holy and blameless lives before you, Lord. And when we slip and fall and stumble, which we all do, Lord, you lovingly pick us up and dust us off and say, you're clean now, go on your way. And Lord, that's how you are with each one of your children. And I pray that your love would rest heavily upon each one, even as they balance it out with the weeping and the wailing and the repenting, Lord. I pray that your love would be the wash and the balancing, loving oil that washes over each one so that every single child of yours knows their security is in you. And no one can pluck us out of your pierced hands. And we thank you and we bless you and we praise you in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen.